I am here in studio. We are going to talk about an upcoming visit right here in Marshfield with jolly old St. Nick. He's actually going to arrive by boat at the pier. So, of course, we had to check in with the Marshfield Harbor Master, Mike DeMeo. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Christy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, delighted. Santa at the pier. That's always a visit that we love. Now, this was originally scheduled for tomorrow, December 3rd, but now this is going to be on Sunday, the 4th. Tell me the time and the location.
So it'll be this Sunday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Santa Claus comes in at 11:30 sharp, wearing his bright orange life jacket, as he always does.
That's terrific. And, you know, it's neat because I know when you bring the boat in, you got the lights on, you got the sirens, and he's along the coast for a little bit. So people get a terrific view of seeing the real Santa show up here in Marshfield. Very exciting.
It's a very good event. It's actually our 10th year. And it really comes really the help of all the volunteers and businesses in town. That's really how this event really is so successful each year. So it's not just the Harbor Master and the police department, it's all the volunteers and people that support the police and fire departments and all the businesses and the Marshall Chamber as well.
Now, if Santa were not enough just to say hello to and see him arrive and get a few minutes with the jolly old elf, it looks like, as usual, you are providing some great refreshments for not only kids, but their parents, too. What are you going to have down there?
Right. So, like I said, it's really the volunteers and the businesses. We have hot chocolate being donated by the coffee shack in Green Harbor. You get ice cream and all the fixings for the hot chocolate from Cape Dairy with Ed Bellier. Obviously, we always have the Haddad's Ocean Cafe famous clam chowder.
Delicious.
Yep. The Point Restaurant is baking sugar cookies. Yeah, the Marshall Kiwanis each year, they're very big supporters of us with popcorn and candy canes for the children. And there'll be a fire truck on there for static display as well. And we'll also have a few police cruisers there for the Marshall Police Stuff a Truck campaign for Toys for Marshall Community Christmas.
Oh, that's great. So people can go down there, have a blast, have something delicious to eat for the moms and dads and the kids, and bring a toy and help yep. somebody out. Yep. This sounds like a terrific way to spend some of your day.
It's a great event, and this is a totally free event. You don't have to be a Marshall resident. We expect probably over 250 kids down here.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was tough because of the weather, so we precautionary. Santa was delayed in 24 hours from the North Pole, so it has to be this Sunday.
Now, if people are new to the area, or maybe they're coming from Scituate or one of the other towns, and they're not quite sure where this is, tell our listeners how to get to Santa at the pier here in Marshfield.
So the Green Harbor Town Pier is located at 100 Central Street in Brant Rock, right on the town pier.
Okay. So, and it usually have an area cordoned off, so it's a great place they can walk around. There's places to park, but there's places where people can mingle freely, and it sounds like a great way to do it. And it'll be a little colder, but you're going to have some good weather. If people want to check some of the details again, is any of this up online? I imagine it is.
Yeah, so we did some updates online to the, it's on, the Chamber did a good job with Marshall Merry Days. They track pretty much all the holiday events in town. It's on there. They made the corrections, and it's also on the Marshall Harbormaster and Marshall Police Facebook page for this Sunday. Same time, same place, just 24 hours different.
Now, when you've had this in the past, again, this is the 10th year, and it seems to be a combination that really works. What kind of reactions do you get from the kids?
It's pretty special coming in by boat and seeing all the kids jumping up and down, taking pictures, and coming to the pier and dropping Santa off to the pier and walking to his chair. He has his own lobster chair donated by Mary Sullivan, so it's all, everything's lobster down there. The lobster trap Christmas tree is up this year by one of the commercial fishermen, Mike Walsh. He actually donated his brand new traps to this event, and the tree looks exceptional. At nighttime, it looks even better with the lights on it, but there's been a lot of people down there already taking pictures of the tree, getting pictures with their dogs and things like that. So, you know, that's kind of the fisherman's piece each year. The tree is also decorated with lobster buoys from past and present fishermen. So kind of like a little remembrance of the older guys that passed on and the new guys that are currently fishing. So, you know, that's always been their special piece and token for this event.
That sounds wonderful. So if you're looking for a place to maybe even take your family Christmas photo or just take a cute shot of your kids or young couple, this sounds like a great way to spend some time on Sunday. And again, time and place one more time.
Sunday, December 4th, Green Harbor Town Pier at 11:30 sharp to 1 p.m.
And that's Santa at the Pier. And we've been speaking with Marshfield Harbor Master Mike DeMeo. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Christine.
You're very welcome.